Rotatoes! How is it going? Now listen, you might be listening to this over on the Rotating Heroes Patreon, because that is correct. The Rotating Heroes RSS feed now feeds directly to all free members on the Patreon, which means if you sign up as a free member, you'll get notifications, you can listen to the episode right there on your app, and you'll also get notifications and updates from us regularly, letting you know about new episodes, new arcs, new announcements, merchandise, you name it. So it is a one-stop shop for all things Rotating Heroes. So if you want to head over there, it is free to sign up. You can be a free member and get all of this goodness and get the place to listen to the podcast as well. So go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which I believe is patreon.com/rotatingheroespod. But if you have any doubts, just scroll down to the description in this episode and you will find it right there. But until that point, we are going to continue on, forge on with this arc 13. I sort of lost my train of thought there, but we won't dwell on it for too long. Take it away, you past me. Back to the Rotating Heroes podcast, everybody. I am Jasper William Cartwright, your GM, and I am joined by the person to my left, who is looking at me in a slightly sort of scared, maybe slightly checked out way. I don't know, like not quite there.
Huh?
Yeah,
Well, I assume you're talking about me, so I should introduce myself. I'm Zach Oyama. I'm sitting to the left of Jasper.
Perfect. Cartwright.
Scared, checked out? No. I'm ready.
I'm ready
to die.
Over and over.
Again and again and again.
Please don't. The world has big plans for Cup, okay?
Cute. Well, I'm also joined by the people across from me, specifically straight across from me, I have John Mackey.
That's me. It's John Mackey here. And you can hear the, I was telling Zach and Jasper when I got here. Last night, I left from recording and I got home and I didn't speak for a little bit. My friend called me and I answered the phone and I didn't have my voice anymore.
Oh no.
Yeah. Cause what I do is when I do podcasts, I pick voices that hurt my vocal cords. Historically, the only character that I'm capable of doing is one that hurts my vocal cords.
That's what it was sort of maddening to hear about it is that the single voice you always pick is.
Yeah, I have a wheelhouse.
Yeah. I'm playing a montage of all your character voices in my head and I'm like,
that's the voice that hurts you?
Yeah. It's unfortunately also a voice that lets me talk funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny voice.
It's a funny voice.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have to go through the same mask. It's my mask.
Yeah. It's my mask.
Yeah.
And across from me, we have...
Yes. Eric. I'm across from Jasper and Jonathan William Mackey.
No.
Nailed it on the first try, guys. I got his middle name. Warlock?
Yeah, Warlock is my middle name.
Yeah, I knew it.
Warbucks?
No, you had it. Warlock,
oh my God. I'm so happy to be back here. I felt like a happy hangover when I left yesterday.
Same.
Yeah, that was one of the funniest recordings we've done.
I was throwing up at home.
Yeah.
I was so hungover.
Zach sent me a picture.
He threw up rainbows and sunshine.
I took a selfie face down in a toilet sent it to Mac.
Right, if we could, action shot.
I was like, I've never been happier.
If we could get a shot, if we could get that photo for the Patreon, that'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah, send a picture of your toilet.
We're going to have to buy me a new phone.
Well, if we're all sitting comfortably,
I'm so cozy.
Why don't we go ahead and get into this episode?
Hell yeah.
So, we pick back up with Cup. You feel this wellspring of power well up inside of you.
Wow.
And this strange glowing item drifts down into the palm of your left hand. And as the light subsides, you see an amulet
as you look inside this crystal, it's incredibly hot.
Did you just lick it?
Incredibly hot, and it burns your tongue.
What are you doing?
Don't lick the thing. Come on, dude.
Stop. Let me have my moment.
Jesus Christ.
Inside this crystal, you see what appears to be broiling lava.
Ow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is this? What is this thing?
I definitely know.
And as you look at it for a third time? Yes.
Stop looking at it.
As you look at it for a third time and you take a point of damage, you suddenly find yourself not stood in a courtyard with your friends, but you find yourself riding a gigantic black wolf covered in scars, marching forward with sheer determination in its eyes. As you look up, you are riding through the town of Pumpa Pumpa. You look up at this gigantic volcano.
Yeah!
Seemingly about to erupt.
Yeah!
As emerging from the top of the volcano, this gigantic molten metal monstrosity emerges.
Oh no.
Lava spilling down the side of this mountain. You continue to ride forward on this wolf. And as the lava would approach the edge of town, you, now not just holding this amulet, but in fact, this amulet sitting atop a beautiful, brilliant white staff. You hold it in the air, and as you do, the lava itself begins to part, not just around you, but around the whole entire town. Ah.
And how long and beautiful is my hair?
As long and beautiful as you want it to be, Cub.
It's straight white hair.
Yeah. You find yourself wearing
that's his dream.
Glorious white robes.
Ah. Wow. I did it.
You have a long white beard.
Yeah.
And it is with that that your vision slowly fades and you find yourself back inside.
Kerb's eyes are still closed.
It's like a smash cut to us just staring at Downing.
However, you did watch as during this time, Kerb did grow a little white patch of stubble. His hair, sort of a white kind of crew cut type.
Turtle with a crew cut.
Wow.
And now,
I can't believe that happened.
Donned in beautiful white robes.
Wow. Oh my god.
Kerb looks more powerful than he did just moments ago.
Come to me, my children.
Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Before you have a whole new persona.
And I also want to say, you grabbed that amulet so fast, and the only reason that you got it is because I asked for some more cards nicely, so there is a chance that an argument could be made.
There is
that
a chance.
That's my thing, and I should be the one who's wearing robes and getting and looking nice.
You see the two Aladrins slowly backing out of the courtyard. It looks like they need a moment.
No, you guys. You're part of this.
Don't you think? So busy.
It's like a lottery ticket situation where if I bought it for him as a gift and he wins,
what happens in the lottery situation?
You owe me something.
Are there clear rules about when the lottery?
I think you owe me something.
It's an ethically gray area, yes, is what we're saying. Let me lick it.
Okay,
it isn't clear. It's ethically gray. I slam my mace.
You see, as you the ground cracks, a little bit of lava just comes out through the ground.
Okay, calm down. All right. At least a thank you, or like thank you for allowing me to have this power. Allowing me to be who I have become.
Guy?
Don't call me guy.
Peter, I'll say it. Thank you.
That's all I needed. Thank you so much.
I would like a little lick.
What?
I would like to lick it as well.
It's hot. Anybody can lick it if they want.
I don't want to lick it.
I hold my Ladrin guys?
What? No, absolutely not.
It's really hot.
I heard your tongue sizzling.
Okay.
I'm not scared. I'm a dragon.
Okay, I hold it up to you.
Yeah, it burns your tongue. 2 points of damage.
Oh.
Tell told you.
You're a poison and lightning dragon. Your thing is not fire.
Oh, right.
It sizzles, right?
Look, I've been burned plenty of times before. I'm not putting my tongue on that.
It's kind of really sucked the wind out of my moment. I'm just going to take a step back.
No, we're happy for
you. We're happy for you. This is good for you. It's good for us.
Yeah. Thank you, my children.
We don't even know what it did to you, okay? We're not changing the whole dynamic between the three.
What are you talking about? We know what happened. I look great.
Yeah, you look incredible.
Yeah. Okay,
you do actually look really quite cool, actually.
Hey, okay, you guys can go now.
Yeah. You just said we're a part of this thing.
Get out of here.
Whoa.
Kerb, calm down.
Get him out of here.
Jesus.
You see them walking away like, I think we're stronger than them. I don't know why we just let them bully us like that. We should really work on our...
We said good day.
We're going. This is our home. This is our home. You get out of here. You see that one of them spins the... spins the sundial in the middle, like really rapidly, and as it does, it goes sinks down and reveals a little secret, like a staircase that goes down.
Well, I would say this trial has been a success.
Yeah,
I'm confident to move on with understanding that we're gonna kick this trial's ass. I don't mean to be overconfident here, but do you see we killed these guys quick. You know, I think we're a lot stronger than people want us to think. You know, man, I had some apprehension about you since I met you, but it feels like...
I had some apprehension.
It feels like this team might be something, is all I'm saying.
I will say you two did have my back there. That felt pretty good.
Yeah. Yes.
I did almost die.
But then I used some healing on you.
Yeah. I helped.
Because I knew you would be able to help us. Because I think in many senses, we are being a good team.
Yeah, I agree, you know, and I have always been a team player. If we had ever had a conversation.
The one thing I know about you, you've always been a team player. Yes,
I've always been, I've been a role player in mm-hmm. in every group. I know where I'm needed and I show up, so.
Well, I hope at the end, when you both die, when I win, that it's quick and that it's painless.
We're still on this, huh?
Same.
Yeah. Same. Hey.
Kurt, what the hell?
Or I win, you know.
And don't wink at me. I don't want to be in on whatever weird little thing you're doing, okay? Am I the only person?
I have to move my whole turtle head to the side to win.
Stop. It's actually upsetting for me to see you do this, Kurt. Stop it.
Not great at winking.
Yeah, I can tell. You have yet to do
the
it.
The first thing that Kurt's openly admitted to not being good at is winking.
Well. It's my one flaw.
Onward.
Yeah, let's get there.
Send it down the stairs?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to use a fourth level cure wounds. Who's hurt?
I'm pretty hurt. I'm down to 32. I'm like half health right now.
I think I have 30 something. 32. Okay.
I'm going to do... Mackie, you get 21.
You should be able to edit the sheet now as well if you wanted to use the hit points on there.
Aaron, you get 29.
29. Oh, okay. Incredible.
Wow, she gets more than me.
Relax.
61.
Relax.
All right.
Let's head down these stairs, or whatever it is.
You descend down the stairs, and as you begin to walk, there's a thick dust fills the air. Lots of cobwebs in the corners, scuttling spiders.
Oh, no.
Maybe a beetle or two.
I'm not walking through these webs again.
As you get down, the corridor becomes uncomfortably close and sort of narrow. When you finally get to a little fork, and there's a little, just on the bottom near the floor, two little words scrawled in sort of like a chalk with a little arrow. One says blood, another arrow pointing the other way says darkness.
Blood and darkness.
Well, I don't want to do blood.
And you're currently like single file, like turned sideways.
I'm feeling claustrophobic.
Yeah, I would like to get out of this.
You can hear your shell like scraping against the wall. Like it's really tough.
Can't be good for the new robes.
It also can't be good for my ears, okay? I'm not touching the blood.
Vanna, what do you think?
What was the last thing flipped? The last time?
I don't know the reality of any... door we've gone through.
Yeah. These doors.
If they confirmed or did not confirm.
Look, I'll be the first to admit it. My instinct have always been that they've been flipped. I do not think that they have been flipped. In hindsight, I believe that that was a bad instinct on my part.
Let's do blood.
What the fuck are you doing? This guy eats a fucking pie that says I'm going to kill you on the top. And then you're coming into this tunnel and you're saying we need to go down to blood.
We were a team a minute ago.
My only thing is I will absolutely go down blood. Mm. I just got some brand new white robes and I'm just worried.
I think the robes will be fine, Kurt.
Okay. Okay. All right. You paid the laundry bill.
Are we? We're doing blood?
Let's do blood.
All right. All right. I'm going to be less combative going forward because this is a sign that I have. You've earned my trust, Vanna.
I really wish everyone could see the mischievous look in Aaron's eyes right now. You were like, we're doing blood. We're doing and blood. The look that you gave me was truly terrifying.
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay.
As you round the corner, descending into the blood chamber.
The blood chamber?
Yes. You squeeze out through this sort of small...
Towns, I guess.
Small little entryway, and you appear in a room. It has stone walls and a locked door in front of you. And there is some writing on the wall. It says, "The key is found within your head. Use the key to paint me red. Be aware of what you spurn. What you give shall be returned."
Are there any objects in this room? It's just stone.
This is just a stone.
There's not a door.
There's a door. There's a locked door.
Yep. A locked door.
And there's a writing sort of on the wall, pretty much like to the right of the door.
The key is in our head. Is it our brains? I gotta give this door my brains.
But be careful.
I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna.
What you give is returned?
Be aware of what you spurn. What you give shall be returned.
What if we spit on the lock? That spits from my head, right?
Is your spit red?
Sometimes.
It'll turn red, right?
We need an intervention for Vanna.
Yeah, sometimes.
You've been partying pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been throwing up all morning. What are we talking about?
Okay. That's all. You want to spit on
it? I guess we can try to spit on it. I'm going to go on the record and say
this is a safe place to be throwing out ideas.
Let's spit.
I think it's fine.
Let's
spit. Any idea
spit.
As good as any idea is what I say.
Does anybody want to take the lead on spitting or should
we?
Oh.
Classic.
I spit on the lock.
You spit on the lock.
Yeah. Be very careful.
You spit. Roll me just a... Oh, God, what the hell is this? Dexterity?
Yeah.
So, like, acrobatics? Or?
Just straight dexterity. There's no way I'm going to let you do acrobatics for spitting. Two?
Not doing, like, a cool...
Two total?
Yeah.
Wow.
You gob all over the door. Like, it's like... There's, like, a giant, like, bit of phlegm on the door handle.
Jesus.
All over the lock.
It didn't work.
But Kurt, have you ever spit before?
I don't think he spit before.
I'm usually so dry. I don't have a lot of fluids. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But yeah, the door does not open.
I don't think
you should go home.
Now, hold on. Okay. What if... So we want the door to open, right?
Yeah. I mean, assuming, yeah.
So what if we had to open up first and then the door opens? Like, what if we had to, like, open up about something vulnerable and then the door opens?
I'm going last.
You guys.
Last.
Can we do like a roll off?
Yeah. See who goes first.
Yeah.
What is that? Like initiative?
Or yeah, something? Yeah. Let's just do an
initiative.
Yeah.
18.
8.
9.
So.
Or no, it was a 6.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So Vanna goes first, then Cup, then.
Ah,
oh,
no, yeah. No! Okay. Sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough. I'm not attractive enough. And I'm not scary enough when I'm a dragon. And I just feel inadequate.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, anything happened to the door? Let's see, maybe it opened.
It's challenging.
A little crack, maybe. Yeah.
Like, roll me a perception check.
8.
There is a stunning lack of movement with the door.
Huh.
Those feelings are valid. Not really your seen turn. A lot of movement. Huh?
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say I don't think this is a solution.
What?
So
I don't know where to go. Oh my god.
Sometimes
gosh.
I'm worried.
You don't have to do this, Kerb.
I'm already, it's too late.
It's coming.
Sometimes I'm worried that I can't help how annoying I am. And there's just nothing to be done at it.
You're going to hawk nodding another. Yes, we're both nodding yes at you.
I'm going to hawk another loogie on the door.
Yeah, sure.
That's a 13.
13? Yeah, you get it a bit more accurately on the lock this time.
I got it. Door should be open.
Anything going on with the door there where you hit it? No, it doesn't. I don't know.
Stunning
lack of movement.
Okay.
Stunning lack of movement.
Interesting.
Well, it's obvious that sharing secrets ain't going to open this door, so I think
unless it's three secrets.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, could be three.
What if it was three secrets?
In what world would the solution to this riddle be
rule of threes.
Tell three secrets?
Rule of threes. We've all heard of that.
Yeah. Okay, repeatedly over the last part of my life, I've gotten close to people, and then they've died. And it hurts me, and it makes me feel like the problem, because if you run into a crazy person once, they're crazy. If you run into crazy people all day, you're crazy. And sometimes I feel like it's maybe me that's the common denominator.
Sorry.
Okay?
Who's running into crazy people all day?
It's an analogy, Kurt.
Or is it?
It's an analogy. It's that if the same thing keeps happening to you and you blame it on other people, maybe it's time to turn the telescope back at you.
Yeah.
And look at yourself from really far away.
Kind of follow the beat.
If you keep having problems,
you're hurting him. You need to make a clear metaphor.
I'm getting there.
How are you on both sides?
So
I just got a picture. I just got a picture of dude that just stood there staring into the wrong end of a telescope.
By the time you're on one side, you're
just
not
weeping.
On the other, right?
Okay, yeah. So maybe what you do is, you get the telescope and then you hire a painter to paint a picture of you.
Far away.
And you put it here, and then you take the telescope and you go far away, and then you look at yourself. What I mean to say is,
what if you got the telescope and then you set up a mirror really, really far away,
and then you can look in the telescope
and then you
look
at
the telescope to see yourself
kind of obscured by the telescope.
Yeah, I would bet there's some lens distortion at that point, but I bet it's a better solution than what I was thinking.
I don't know how this is a metaphor for your friends dying.
I'm just saying,
start from the beginning.
If everybody you meet during the day,
yeah, we were sitting.
If everybody you meet during the day is a bad guy,
okay,
it's way more likely that you're the bad guy.
Wow.
Because I heard somebody say, somebody was having like one of those drunk conversations with their partner at a bar once, and I heard him say it, okay? And it's a thing that stuck with me where I'm like, maybe the reason that I keep sort of making friends and then the friends end up getting hurt is that I'm the one who's doing it. Yeah, I'm the probably. One who's hurting.
Yeah.
Seems like that's probably true.
Okay. Let me have my emotional growth moment, Kerb.
I'm sorry. I was trying to agree in a way. But you don't hurt me. I hurt me.
Vanna starts just like shaking at the door handle. Being like, come on.
It's just covered in spit and phlegm.
Time to spit on the door.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
If anyone would like to roll me an intelligence check, they can.
Just a straight intelligence check.
I'm going to give you guidance.
Me?
So you can add a d4.
It's not going to work.
Nat 1. Give me a card.
Hell yeah.
I get an 8.
Thank God.
I've been rolling. I forgot that this dice has been 13. Treating me fucking horrible.
Do you want a new one?
I got other ones I can use. Okay. Thank you. So,
okay.
Your arm's still fucked up.
Thank you all.
Your hand's all fucked up.
Yeah.
We're not saying in real life.
No.
Vanna's hand isn't fucked up. It never was.
But it was.
But it wasn't.
No.
It never happened.
Never happened.
That never happened. And Kerb doesn't remember it.
Huh?
You just remember, like, you don't remember that, like, that never took place.
Do you remember it?
I remember it.
Nope.
I don't remember it.
Nope.
That never happened. You just remember having like that little discussion and just moving on. But that moment that Vanna's hand got crushed.
That I forgot.
Yeah.
Never.
Why are you staring at my hand?
Wait, what?
I guess not.
I don't know. I'm just very confused. I
guess he's stupid or something.
Yeah. We're that stupid. One intelligence.
Kirk is too stupid to know that he's stupid.
Yeah. At least he can speak.
So, Kirk, as you're thinking really hard, you kind of...
Must be some way to open the door.
You get a flash in your mind of that horrific, large, metallic monstrosity once again. And as you do, you get blasted back, smashing against the back wall. You take 8 points of damage.
Oh, no.
8 points of damage. And you see that your shell, where it's smashed into the wall, it's just got a little crack in it.
Whoa, are you okay?
No. I have to go home.
I give up.
You're giving up?
You can't, Kerb. You can't. You made a promise, I believe.
I know. Your chest will get stuck when you get like 30 feet away and it'll hurt us.
Okay.
You're going to be all right. Don't you have like a thing? Can you like touch yourself and get better?
Can kind of, but I don't know if it helps.
There's got to be a better way of saying it.
Cup just goes into the corner.
All right, something's got to come from our minds.
Yeah. What is okay?
So what did everyone else get in the intelligence? Sorry,
I got an 8.
13.
13. Okay. Well, the 13, you think that there is a link between the name of this room and when it says, "Use the key to paint me red."
All right.
What is this room called again? The blood room?
Blood chamber.
Anna takes out like her pocket knife.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what are you doing?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
What could you possibly be
doing?
Yeah,
don't count us with your knife. What are you doing?
You're going back and forth between us with a knife? What's that for?
See, I don't
know.
What could it be
for? Come here. Good. Come here. Stand still.
Me? Okay. Yeah. Walk forward.
And I'm going to go and just do a little cut on your cheek.
Take a point of damage.
Ow. And she grabs some of the blood and puts it on the lock.
On the lock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
What is happening?
Okay.
What?
Huh? Oh, no.
Huh?
Oh, no.
What was the riddle again?
As you turn around.
Oh, no.
So you see the blood drip off of the lock, down onto the floor, into the cracks, and sort of forming behind you is a replica of Kerb made out of blood.
Okay.
Okay.
I see what's happening here.
What is that voice?
What is that voice? Holy shit, you sound like shit. You swallow a frog? What the fuck?
That does not sound anything like me.
How did you know
exactly
that he was trying
like
to sound like you if he didn't sound
well,
a lot
like
you?
He's shaped like me.
Okay.
Can I just say, I know that he wants to kiss his cousin, because I am him.
Wait.
Wait, which one's
don't
which?
Know it's my cousin.
Vanna keeps looking between the two of them like...
One's made out of blood.
I feel like I'm not too...
Listen, Kerp, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what the hell's going on in here?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Tell us.
Yeah.
Roll me a constitution saving
throw. Oh, no.
All of you.
15.
13.
Con save?
Yep.
12.
Do you think you know what's
plus
happening?
Plus 16.
I think you're using my spells against me. So we
what?
Gotta...
Me?
Kill him. Kill him, hurry.
Which one do I shoot?
What'd you get?
16.
That's exactly what you needed?
15.
That's a fail.
12. Fuck.
12, that's a fail. You take... Oh my god.
No. I don't like that sound.
You take 37 points of damage
what
if you fail.
What the fuck, Kerb?
You take half.
What?
So that'll be a total of 15 plus 3, so 18. So yeah, 37, 18.
Is it still halved?
It's been longer than an hour, I think, unfortunately, 37? Since you first.
Damn, so that's a lot of damage.
As he goes,
why'd you do that? What do you mean he's using your spells against you?
Look at the blood-filled man. Kill him.
Yeah.
He's me, and he's gonna hurt us.
I just
trial.
I immediately just shoot him with Eldritch Blast.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and roll initiative.
Fuck.
Fuck.
12.
5.
6.
No, wait, Cup 2 got a 6. Who's got the higher deck? We'll have to roll off because we have the same dexterity.
That's funny.
Roll off.
Roll off. Roll off.
Roll off.
It's my favorite character in Frozen.
4.
13.
A's. You go first. Okay. So, just to clarify.
No.
Vanna, you got a.
12.
12. Duda, you got a.
It was a 5.
Cup 1 goes far. I'm laughing first at with a 6.
Roll off over here.
And Cup 2. Okay, second with 6. Okay. Oh my fucking god. Yes.
I don't like how strong this little fucker is.
Yeah. Okay, Vanna, it's your go.
What should I do?
I don't know, but maybe you should make a decision. Otherwise, I'm gonna kill you and your friends.
Did you hear him say that?
I heard. We heard him.
Sounded
of course, we did.
Nothing like me.
And he's made of blood.
Yep. Do you like it?
Does no.
Do you
does
like
it? Did it turn you on?
Okay, Kerp, dude.
You're a creep.
You're a creep.
Dude, I feel like it's turning you on.
Absolutely not. If there's anything I hate.
You said absolutely first. Then you okay. said not. So that's like.
How know. Is it possible that somebody could be more of a little piece of shit than you, Kerp?
Wow. And I try to find the compliment behind the.
You're not there is no as compliment bad there. As him, is what I'm saying.
There is no compliment there. They don't like you, dude.
I'm going to join him.
You're a
no!
piece of shit.
Kirk.
Yeah. Join me. Be a little
I
piece of shit
wink
with me.
To you, but it's this oh. long, slow wink.
Oh. You want to join him? Do it then.
He'll believe don't me. Think for a second I'm going to fucking believe you. I'm going to fucking kill you. I've been thinking about killing you for a while, honestly.
Kerp.
I thought about maybe pushing you down like a hill, just because I thought it'd be funny to watch you break all your bones on the way down.
Please don't.
I'm going to call lightning again, then.
Okay, that'll probably do it. Okay, that is a dex saving throw, I do believe.
Yes, 17.
17. Oh, Zach, why do we only get a plus 0 to dex? Oh, I got a 16! God damn it!
Woo-hoo.
I failed! So go ahead and roll. Yes,
he's weak.
Roll me. Is it four? Are you casting a third or fourth level?
I'll do third level.
Third level, cool.
Yeah, you probably got him. He's a little piece of shit. He'll be fine.
So 3d10s.
Two. To
it? No.
10.
So 12.
And 3.
3. Okay, 15 points of damage. That is concentration. So if you take damage, we'll get to roll again. But that is 15 points of damage.
How?
Ha! That wasn't comfortable.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I'm fine. It barely even actually hurt, actually.
It looked like it hurt pretty bad.
No, fuck you.
You're sizzling.
No, I'm not. That's...
Your buzz cut is sizzling.
No, I'm not. That's the bacon in my pocket. Don't act like you don't have bacon in your pocket.
I know Kerb does have bacon in his pocket.
Yeah. It's true. He is me.
No. If that's your go, Deuter, it's your turn.
I'm going to hit him with an Eldritch Blast.
Oh, you're finally going to do some damage? Tough
okay,
guy.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what? Eat shit.
I'd like that, actually.
Full I of do.
Protein.
I say it's protein, but there's not really protein in it.
Shh, don't tell them our secret.
Not natural 20.
Ooh, that'll hit.
But I only hit for 4.
4 damage.
That sucks.
Only one burst hits?
Oh, wait, 7.
7.
Wait, no. I rolled a 1.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do 3.
3, yeah.
Of course.
So you got 3 attacks.
I forgot. So 4 damage for 1, and then I'm pretty sure 25 hits.
Yeah.
10 damage for that one.
Ow!
And then my...
Stop!
Third ray, 13.
To hit?
No, fuck you.
I miss.
Ha! You see that you shoot the third one in the exact same place, but he just makes a hole appear in blood and it just like Looney Tunes through.
I can't do that.
No, you can't because you fucking suck.
All right. Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, whatever. Do what the fuck you want. I know what you got. You ain't got shit.
Get a room, you two.
The tension is palpable.
Yeah, I'd fuck him.
I'd fuck him, too.
I knew it.
Cope would fuck a blood version of himself.
Yeah. He'd kiss his clone.
Kissing clones, you know, that whole thing.
That whole that trope.
That's less weird than kissing your cousin.
Do I have a sense of, can I just like make a check to see if he arrived into this world with the same HP I had?
No.
He seems healthier than
yes.
that? Yes. Okay. And you hit him, okay. All right.
We've hit him for like 20 damage.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to cast Shatter.
No.
On Kurt.
No, that's what I just did to you. Fuck you.
At a fourth level.
No.
And I'm going to use my channel divinity to make it do max damage.
Wait, I could have done that? Fuck. Fuck.
That's why you're the pretender.
Fuck. Well, how much damage you did?
That is 5d8, the max yeah. of 5d8.
Fuck me.
40 damage?
That's 40 damage.
Ow, shit. Shit, that's so bad. Oh, but I'm glad you taught me that I could do that.
Wait, so you must be dead, though, right?
Nope. I've got 11 fucking hit points, you little dweeb.
Oh, no. And it's his turn, I think.
And it's my turn.
Oh, no.
Come to Papa.
Then hit me with all you got. I'm goading him. Just like...
You're goading him to try it?
No, not that.
Oh, right. Okay. I was like, whoa, okay.
Hit you with all I got. Okay.
Yeah, give me your worst.
I will cast... I'm going to do the same thing that you just did to me. And you see that he goes to clap his hands, but it's just made of blood, so it's kind of like into each other and don't really like do anything.
Ugh.
But
then as he brings his hands apart, there's like a little crackling of lightning. He's going to cast Cool Lightning.
No! That's what I did.
I'm sorry, I have it too.
He casts Cool Lightning, uses Channel Divinity, maximum damage. That's 40 points of damage to each of you.
Yeah.
We all go down.
You all go down. He then slowly walks around, stamping on each of you in the head. And then the little leaves come back up. They expend. You all pop back up with maximum hit points. No other healing or anything else restored. But you all have maximum hit points. Ah! What the fuck?
No. No, that's bad. That's so bad.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes we come back.
No.
And you ruined his new white robes.
Ah, fuck, I got it covered in blood. I'm sorry. It looked cool.
You ruined my white robe.
No!
Vatter, it's your turn.
All right.
But yeah, he teabagged you, and that's how you... That's
no!
It. That's exactly can I do Erupting Earth?
Yeah. Mm. Love that. Love that for you.
It's dexterity.
Dexterity save?
Yeah, nice. 17.
Oof. That's a 13, so that does not work. Go Ooh. Ahead. Roll damage.
3d12.
Oh my god.
How can you tell what the dice
That's
is?
A d12.
Perfect.
Well, you're a massive nerd like me, and all you do is roll dice. You get 8.
4.
12.
8.
Vanna, how would you like to destroy Blood Curb?
Escape from the Blood Curb.
Escape from the Blood Curb.
She points right to where he's standing and says, fuck you.
Good.
Great line.
Good.
So original that you just come up with. Finally, sweet peace. I've dreamed about this for so long.
Curb just
You've been alive
forward.
For like a minute.
Pretending like.
And with that, you hear a little. As the door opens.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
And you are free to proceed.
All right.
Who was that guy?
And I just want
to...
I want to say everything that we said to each other before. Let's not talk about it anymore. You know, all the secrets that we revealed.
Oh,
you see the door slowly starting to close.
I put my foot in it, and
it's
I
like just moving your foot.
I cartwheel through it.
Okay, let's just get in here.
You get through into the next room, and there is just one door in front of you. But you see it has, curiously, two handles. And very simply...
What is this?
Above one handle, it has the word life. Above the next handle, it has the word death.
So it's like a door that can open in either way. Direction, like left.
Same
or right.
Door that can open from either direction. One handle says life, one handle says death.
All right. Is it flipped?
Hear me out. I think we should go for the death side.
You think it's flipped?
Yeah, this is so overt.
I just want to say, repeatedly, over the last few hours, exactly what we thought was going to happen.
Happened
when we opened things or ate things or... And listen, you guys know, my instinct is that they are flipped. But over the course of, with all evidence presented...
All the data we've forgotten.
Yeah, and look, I ain't no scientist. But I did.
No one's ever accused you of being a scientist.
You know, but I just want...
Wait, what?
I don't mean it like... I didn't mean like literally. I just mean in this moment, it's a very rudimentary sort of data collection system. But it seems like there ain't been many tricks.
Yeah, the pie was killing me.
Yes. The apple made me stronger.
But what is the phrase, not everything is as it seems?
It has to mean something at some point.
Right?
I picked blood last time. I'll let you guys decide. Fair is fair.
We'll do death. We'll do it. I do think there's something about your argument that persuaded me.
Now is the time to bet.
Perkerp, you still have one leaf left.
I got a leaf.
I have two leaves. You have one. You have two leaves?
Two leaves.
I got two leaves.
You got two leaves.
So, is this... Okay, you know what? All right, we're going to...
Hey, whatever you decide, we'll blame you.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this decision.
They put their hands on his shoulder. Whatever you decide, we're going to blame you. Whatever you
decide, you'll reap the repercussions of. Yeah. You reap what you sow. If you mess up, we'll be really mad at you.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it'll be okay. But if you do, I'm casting a spell on you. I don't have many left.
I just don't think there's any reason for us to think that things would be different now. So I'm going to make the executive decision, not that I'm the leader. We're doing life.
Okay. So you change your mind?
Yeah, I changed my mind.
All right.
I hope this was the right decision.
It will be very funny if this is the wrong decision.
So do you open the door?
Yeah.
As you place your hand on the handle, you pull it down. Open the door, you see that light, brilliant white light, seems to spill.
Love this.
Gorgeous.
Into the room.
Love this.
And as you open it further, you see the second that light touches any of you, you immediately die.
Fucking.
Wait, all three of your
bodies lie lifeless, drained of its light, and you, with your dying...
You're a jerk.
You're dead. Hey, you're dead.
Hey, you're dead.
You're dead. We're dead. We're dead. We can't talk shit about each other. We're dead right now.
As your eyes are slowly blinking out,
fucking
you see this little glowing orb of light just sort of goes and joins this huge swirling, almost like sun, of little energy, and the door closes, and as it does, the leaf raises up, crumbles away, and you...
I hit my mace on Judas' foot.
No. That is so funny.
Dum-Dum, what did you do?
It was so obvious.
It was not obvious.
Oh, my God. We begged you to choose death.
And I was going to choose death. Okay, I'm beating myself up just as much as you guys seem to want to be beating me up,
Can
okay?
Can I make an investigation check to see if there's anything more to gleam outside of this choice?
Yep, absolutely.
God, we should have been doing that all the time.
At 13. Anybody else want to check?
Yeah, if anyone else wants to roll, they can do.
Yeah. 15 for me.
Like 6.
15? With a 15, as you're looking around, I think you can almost like stumble across it on the way to the door. There's like a loose cobblestone. As you lift that up, there's a piece of paper in it. And written is a re-scrawled kind of rough handwriting. It says, "Watch out, the doors are flipped."
I find this.
Yeah.
I don't tell anybody.
What are you doing?
Somebody left a...
You have to find some kind of clue.
I found this paper, but it's just somebody told somebody. It was a love letter.
Oh, I'll read it.
No, I don't want to read it.
Read it.
It'd be it's nice really
in
sappy.
A dark moment like this to hear yeah, something got, light.
My not soul, that kind of light. My soul just got ripped out of my body, and I Same. Feel like I could use a little pick me up with a love letter.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I'll read it. I don't got it. It's here. It's real. It's a real love letter from two people.
Yeah.
Yeah. From two people to one person?
Yeah, from two people to one.
Wow.
Fuck.
Connie Emery.
Yeah, I guess it's two people to one person.
I guess that's... Yeah.
And it says, Dear Miranda.
Great start.
Hope you're well. We're having a blast out here.
I wonder where here is.
The duel before life and death.
Says, we're having a blast out here. Really miss you though. Two ain't the same as three. hope you're enjoying your time away. Hope grandma's good. And if you change your mind about anything, know that that's okay. It's also okay to make mistakes.
God, it just.
This is really long.
It's okay if you,
this
you know.
This letter is so long.
And, you know, all that matters is that you're honest and if you make a mistake, we'll forgive you because we love you and this thruple is good, is what it says. Love us, it says.
This is the note that was stuffed in the floor.
Yeah, this is a note. This is exactly what was written on it. That's all. It doesn't say anything else. And so we should just go on the other, the death door.
I should write more letters. Yeah. I always think that I should, and then I always forget to. That is lovely.
I got to remember that when I got downtime and I'm just hating my life.
With the 13 that you did get, though, however, once you've come back, you do realize that the handles are the other way around. No.
So, like, the light handle is on the other
Yeah,
side.
So it says now death on the left and life on the right.
Fuck.
I think we should choose.
How many leaves does everyone have left?
One.
One.
I don't think you have any. You have zero now.
I'm going to hide in a corner of the room.
Yeah.
Huh.
If the door was flipped... And now the handles are flipped again. I think we just go with life. Fucking hell.
You kill me, man.
If you're dead, this sucks.
Yeah, this does.
I'm going to... Kurt falls to his knees. And looks up to the sky. With his newfound power, he's going to cast... Divine intervention.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay.
As an action, you can request your deity's aid and roll percentile die. If you roll.
Brilliant.
It's a very low chance of working,
or less than 10. Your
you have to roll less than 10 on a d100.
Oh,
but
god.
Basically, this is like one of the most powerful things that you can do in the game, which is why it's so hard to get.
We don't have any like aid spells or anything. I don't.
I'm not for this, unfortunately.
Yeah. So the one that has
oh my god.
10 or higher, the 10,
I want
20,
it to
30
work
has
so
to be
bad.
One.
Has to be one.
Well, actually, it has to be a zero.
Hold on, let me call upon a higher power in real life.
Yeah.
Because I want this to work.
Terrifying.
Aaron's eyes went white.
Yeah. Rolled into the back of the head.
All right. Fuck, dear.
Please.
Pull for us.
Please, please.
Lord
please,
of please. Mount Pampa Pampa. Shine your volcanic light down on me, my beautiful silver hair, as I pray to open the right door. I'm warmed by your wisdom. 61.
You get down, you pray, you hear a somewhere off in the distance, and nothing happens. But you do feel there is a presence there, looking out for you. It's just, now is not the time.
All right. Is there, did we get the sense that no matter if we're the one that opens it or not, if we open the door, we're all going to be affected by what happens?
Certainly seems that way. At least everyone in this room is going to be affected.
Okay.
Well, can two of us leave the room?
If you want to.
You go back up to the...
How long's that cord?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Fuck!
You guys, you.
It wasn't a good air time together.
Hey,
it wasn't that far.
Can't do this again.
Because there's essentially like there was one door that when it was like you open a door and then you're straight into the other room.
Okay.
So you could easily be, yeah.
Okay, just you guys go to the blood room and I'll open it.
Well, hang on.
You guys have, you have two left or one?
We both have two left, but hang on.
No, we have one left.
You have one left.
I have one left?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we have one left.
Can
oh,
I just...
Fuck. Okay, but listen. I know this... I want to believe that this is altruistic intentions, but there's part of me that feels like you think if you open it up, this is like the last thing, and you're going to go in there, and you're going to grab the helmet, and you're going to be the general forever. And I just want to remind you, if that is what happens... and you choose to be the general, and I don't become the general, I do believe I will be dead. So just have that in your mind when you open the door, when you're making your decisions.
You're risking death either way. Okay, fine. Maybe a little part of me thinks that there's maybe a 30% chance that I get through there and I win. But then I maybe deserve to win because I'm sacrificing myself for my friend. And then... but then also I could go through and it could just be another room and then I'm the hero or I die and then you guys get to continue on.
No, because you have one life left. Is this video game rules where zero counts as a life or is it the last life? This is actually, I guess, more of a, I guess we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm just not going to tell you that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was like, I literally, the second I was about to say, I was like, why would he tell us this?
We shouldn't know. Get! Ah! We don't want you here anymore! Go back to the blood room, you
Kerp
two!
Runs.
I slowly back out of the room, leaving
He's getting
Vanna.
Us.
I like back out of the room, not totally trusting it, but I'm gonna do it.
Okay, you back out of the room. Do you close the door? Do you leave it open? Do you want to do?
Oh, God.
There's not any more information.
Oh. I think, how about we.
Trying to read on your face.
What if we close it but leave it cracked so we're not like out? God, I hate the way that you're looking at me right now.
You guys, we're all mad at Jasper for real.
I think we.
If what we is a door?
Here's what. I want to talk it all out. In that room, when we closed the door, it was locked. We had to kill a really powerful version of you to get back in here.
Check your email.
Okay.
We had to kill a really powerful version. So I'm worried if we go in there and we.
Just as powerful as me, honestly. that is actually true.
Okay. But I'm just saying, if we go in there and we close the door, and then the only way to get back here is to cut me in the face and then kill a big version of me.
Same size.
Which I am big for who I am. But
that doesn't
listen,
matter at all.
But if.
Big for who I am.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is, we can't close the door. Because if we close the door again, it's just me and you versus me. Or me and you versus you again, I think, if it locks. So I think let's close it, but leave it like a little bit open, like a shield.
It's just gonna close. It's just gonna freaking close. I think we go in and we just chance it. We just chance it one more time.
I'm like having this like freak out moment where I'm thinking like way, way, way too much about it. Yeah. And so, without even consulting anybody, I just run at the one door, the door that's in here, and I open.
Which side?
To the, if it was flipped before, the side that would now be the same side but has been flipped to...
to life again.
Life.
Wait, hold on. One second.
He's doing it. You're doing it?
I'm doing it.
You're doing it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You open the door. This light begins to spill.
No!
I go into my shell.
Into the room, and as you look beyond, you see a lake.
It's fine, I think. It's fine. Come out of your shell, Kerp.
As the light touches you, you just feel a sense of relief.
For the record, as Kerp comes out of his head, you cut me off to break down the situation, and before I could say anything, you opened the door.
Vanna's eyes are closed and she's bracing herself for death.
But sweet death doesn't come.
I understand that, and I understand that was a very rash decision. All right.
Vanna throws up.
No.
This time it doesn't hurt you. It's just trying
I
to
was say. Just I was worried we were going to sit here and we were going to talk about it, and I felt like at going back to what we were talking about before, if somebody's going to make a decision and they're going to be the one that fucked up, I'm down to hold on to that, all right? I'm down to be the one that makes the bad decision.
Vanna cuts you both up and scoops you into a big hug.
Oh my God. I think you said cuts us both up.
No. Cuts you both off and then swoops you into a big hug. I gotta be honest with you, I was gonna pick life again. I would have died. You saved my life.
I'll say this, when I headed to the door, that was what I was thinking too.
I always knew it was death.
Can you two please roll me a d20?
Yep.
9.
13.
Okay. As you embrace in this hug and feel yourselves as a group, maybe actually working together for a second, you see that same little pixie appears. Get up! Takes your leaf out of your pocket, Duta. Takes yours.
What?
Puts them together, and as he pulls them back apart, there's now three. And he hands one to you, hands one to you, and hands one to you.
Oh my God.
Good! And then disappears.
It's like that saying, from two leaves we make three.
You know what, Kerb? I've never heard that.
Me?
But no. I'm going to assume that you really have. Mm-hmm. And just nod.
Yeah.
So.
It's on the back of a cup. I have it at home.
With your dance shoes and your instrument.
Yeah, my slippers. And
I can't wait to one day go to Cub's home.
My DJ set. Really good at it.
Hell no. If you tell me off for putting Spain and canonically in this, DJ set definitely. <Yeah. laughs> Okay, so as you've emerged from this door, you now find yourself in a big, wide open space. Brilliant sunlight pours down open fields. A nice breeze sways the leaves in the trees. And a dirt path leads to a stone steps that go up. And set in the middle of this big lake, you see this resplendent-looking tower, very similar to the one that you saw in your vision. There is something curious, however. When you look in the reflection of the lake, you don't just see the tower. You see, in fact, a night sky reflected back. Dark and deep purples, and the tower itself doesn't appear this incredible piece of engineering. It's all crumbled and destroyed, and parts of it have been replaced with metal and gears and cogs, and steam seems to come off the side of it. It's a very, very different world.
So the tower we see with our eyes, not looking in the reflection, is like kind of normal stone,
yeah.
Or at least not mechanical in nature. The reflection is night sky with a like robotic looking version of it.
Is there like an obvious path or anything?
Yeah, there's just a path that leads up, yeah. And you can head up the stairs and into the tower.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Let's make some checks.
Yes.
Also, is it possible to, like, rest here
100%,
if we want to rest and recharge for a second, you know?
I don't think I can take a long rest. Or could we take a long rest?
You could take a long rest if you want to.
Let's do it.
I think it's probably worth it so that we can all kind of, like...
Let's set up camp.
Yeah, let's just camp. It seems safe-ish.
Relative to every other room we've been in, this is, seems the most normal so far.
Yeah.
You see a little seagull flying past.
There's birds here.
They all winced, though, at the seagull. They all jumped in.
Does that seagull sound like a crow to you?
Yeah, it did, right?
Oh, that's funny.
Flies down, starts pecking at you.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
That's all you gotta do, I guess.
We could have seagull for dinner.
You look at the reflection of the lake, and the reflection of the lake, that's a crow.
It is a crow.
So fuck you.
So the true nature's in the lake.
Not everything is as it seems.
Wow. I'm going to take my robe off and sort of make a Kerb. Tent out of it.
Come on.
You're fully naked, man.
The shell covers most everything.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You can all see now this. It's like crack in Cup's shell.
Damn.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Got really knocked her out earlier.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Hey, nothing a long rest won't fix, I hope.
Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we just take a little, if you know what I mean.
Little snooze?
Take a little.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before we try to take one, reading a spell real fast.
I also want to look in the water.
Yeah, I guess we can. Yeah, we can look around a little bit before we. That's probably a good idea.
I'm gonna make sure
there's not like a big crocodile in there.
Can Vanna go up to the water and look at her reflection to see if it changes at all in the water?
Ooh, interesting.
Like the crow?
Yeah. Roll me a insight check.
I'm going to give you guidance.
Guidance.
Add a plus four. A d4. Roll a d4, sorry. Little triangly boy.
Three.
So that was a 9 plus 9, essentially.
Six plus nine plus three.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. 18. I think as you look in the water, it's really difficult for you, Vanna, because you're this ancient being. You don't really perceive aging in the same way that other people do, but you can kind of just tell by the look in your eyes as you look back at yourself that there's like just a couple more seasons of, you know, experience in those eyes.
Mm. She starts like smoothing down her hair and fussing with her looks because it's making her feel self-conscious.
Go ahead and roll me a charisma saving throw.
19.
I think with a 19, you see that your older self, as it's sort of copying the same movements that you're doing, just kind of gives you a sort of, it's like a warm smile. And I think that you, with that insight check, get the sense that your older self is giving you a sense of affirmation. Like, this is okay.
Well, that's lovely.
Who you are is okay. And I think you do find a little bit of contentment in that moment.
Oh, here comes Deuter.
What's going on over here? I gotta piss. Do I do it here or should I go?
He's peeing on my reflection.
Your pee's gonna be get real old.
Wait, is this the lake that makes you old?
It's the beach from old.
Yeah. No, I think
if M. Night Shyamalan was gonna make a D&D adventure, this probably isn't that far off.
I'm not as like perceptive to the idea that this lake could have any information in it because I'm stupid. So I literally do just walk up and I start to pee in it.
You piss in the lake?
Yeah.
Roll me a d20. Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna kill you.
11.
11. As you piss in the lake. Exactly where you're pissing into the lake, a jet comes back at you, and you just start urinating on your own face.
What the fuck is this shit?
Why are you peeing on yourself?
I'm not peeing on myself. The lake. We're not sleeping by this lake. It'll pee on you.
It'll pee on you.
Kurt moves his robe 10 feet back.
Mm-hmm. You have a minus one to your charisma checks.
Oh no!
Could you smell like piss?
I have to sleep.
Yeah, we should sleep.
You gonna sleep?
I don't know that it will help too much just because of the time limits on it. This feels like possibly a bad idea. I'm going to cast Summon Celestial.
Oh, damn.
It only lasts for an hour. That's why it's like kind of tough.
What does it do?
But you call forth a celestial spirit. It manifests as an angelic form in an unoccupied space that you can see within the range. It has this stat block. The creature disappears when it hits 0 points. Basically, we just have this ally that's like a celestial spirit.
That's like chilling if we...
Yeah, just to watch over while we sleep. Do you need a full night's rest or can you... Because as a warlock, don't you get it back?
I get a short rest. Will give me my... I mean...
Maybe we can experiment with...
Sure, so like the Celestial takes first watch and then Deuter takes second watch kind of thing?
Yeah.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Love it.
Rotatoes, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. You are the absolute best. I have been your GM, Jasper William Cartwright. My players for this arc were Zach Oyama, Aaron Keefe, and John Mackey. Please don't forget that if you enjoy these episodes, leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It helps us find new people. And if you really love the show and you want more of it in your life, you can go over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon right now and get 50% off your first month using the code AXIS50. Not only that, you'll get Arc Barks where we discuss the show. You'll also get ad-free episodes. You'll get them in their full and glorious form, no part one and part two, and
much, much more. You can also sign up as a free member and get this very RSS feed dropping into your app whenever new episodes drop. So it's a no-brainer to check out the Patreon. It's in the link in the description below. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you. And we will catch you very soon. Yippee-hi-yo. And if you want an explanation for why I say yippee-hi-yo now, you're going to have to go to the Patreon and check out Campaign 2 of Access. Yippee-hi-yo.